The biggest questions in mantle cell lymphoma is, should you use hyper-CVAD versus R-CHOP as an induction regimen for most people, and again, under the age of, say, 60? And that's an extremely common question I get, and there's no real right answer to it. Despite the optimism at MD Anderson early on that the hyper-CVAD regimen was a curative regimen for mantle cell, most people are relapsing, and there's a continuous risk of relapse. And so most of us are moving back towards the use of an autologous transplant in first remission for all patients with mantle cell lymphoma, again, who can get transplants.
Here's a question that probably isn't that frequent, but maybe should be, which is, do you do watch and wait with mantle cell also?
Not at all.
Really?
I recommend treatment at diagnosis for mantle cell lymphoma. Now, there are occasionally exceptions. There are some diseases that mark as mantle cell but present like a stage zero CLL, and in some cases, I've watched those or been cautious with those, and they don't tend to behave as the same aggressive nature as most elderly patients presenting with mantle cell lymphoma.
It's interesting because not 2 hours ago, Dr. John Leonard, was sitting right in the seat you're sitting in and said, yeah, I do watch and wait with mantle cell too.
Well, like I said, in exceptional cases, on average, I do not do
it. I was surprised by it anyhow.
I can think of one case that I've done this in the last 4 years.
If we ever do this investigator poll, we'll see how it pulls out. But I think there'll be more people voting with you, but we'll see.
But the real question is, do you give them R-CHOP or do you give them R-hyper-CVAD?
Right.
And there is some data, again, not solid data, that the R-hyper-CVAD regimen induces a better remission and that those patients may even do better with an auto transplant in first remission. That's retrospective data from Nebraska and an Italian group. But that's pretty controversial. The problem is R-CHOP is a pretty lousy therapy for mantle cell. I mean, it induces remissions and induces molecular remissions, but pretty much everyone relapses by 18 to 20 months. And I don't think that's good enough. And so if you want to get treated with R-CHOP, then I pretty much insist that you consider an auto transplant in first remission. If you don't want an auto transplant in first remission, then I will pretty much insist that we treat you with hyper-CVAD if you want to have any chance of staying in remission. Obviously, people are their own. They can decide what therapy they want, but that's my recommendation.
How about modified R-hyper-CVAD a la Brad Call?
I'm not very excited by that regimen. I mean, I think it probably shouldn't have been called modified hyper-CVAD. It's hyper-CVAD without the methotrexate ARC. And I think the methotrexate ARC is one of the key parts of that regimen. I mean, it's a way of giving the CHOP-like regimen but I generally don't use that.
What do people go through when they get R-hyper-CVAD in your hands? How long are they in the hospital?
Well, it's a tough regimen. You can be in the hospital for 5+ days for each of the cycles. And again, depending on age, you know, I don't usually use it above the age of 60, at least for mantle cell. So I tend to use still a lot of R-CHOP, but then I do auto-transplants in everybody in first remission.
When you do use R-hyper-CVAD, how long is it before people feel like back to themselves?
Well, again, it depends on what your goal is. If you're going to use R-hyper-CVAD and not do anything else, then you probably need to give them 6 to 8 cycles. If you're going to go on to auto-transplant, then you can probably do that after about 4 cycles. And so my general policy would be to use it for 4 cycles and go on to an auto-transplant.
So if they get the 6 to 8, then how long is it before they're back to normal?
You know, a couple of months before they're feeling better. And if you really add up the number of days they spent in the hospital, they spent more days in the hospital from the hyper-CVAD than they would from an auto transplant. I think that that regimen is a scary regimen. It does have probably 5 to 7% toxic death rate associated with it, which is definitely higher than R-CHOP, which is in the 1% range.
Hmm.